Episode 884, Mindset Matters.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. It's going to be a glorious week. I can just feel it in my bones for you, and in my heart is full of joy because you are here today. We are talking about mindset, and it's all about Mindset Matters. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. In order to do all of that, we got to have our mindset. And this is the biggest question I get all the time. Mindset matters. But before we jump too far into the conversations, I got to give a huge shout out to my son. It is his birthday. Happy birthday, son. I love you so much, my little Grayson man. He is now a teenager. Oh, yes. I could use those extra prayers because now I only have teens and young adults in my household. Ah! Okay. So mindset matters. Oh, it sure does. And for this old mama, okay, my children say I'm not old, but there are days that I feel very old. I look at my halo that's around my head, and it's not the one that goes above my hair. It's the one that I wear in my hair as it continues to grow out. Praise the Lord for little bits of coloring. You see, all of this stuff in our life comes down to what? Our thoughts. Mindset does matter. This is the biggest question I get all the time, over and over again. Do our thoughts really matter? I mean, truly, what is mindset? Is being mindfulness, is that something or is it just kind of like a fad? Is that just that next buzzword? Because we all have all those buzzwords that are around us every single day. And what do we do about them? Do we fall into that trap of, oh, it's just a buzzword? Or do we investigate it further and think, well, maybe it does have more meaning. Maybe it does have more purpose. Well, I want to tell you in the Bible, it does. There is purpose in the Bible about mindset. Romans 12:2 says this, to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. You want to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. In order to do that, does your mindset matter? Of course it does. It doesn't take a brilliant scholar to sit here and say that your mindset matters. Your thoughts run your life. So it's important to get control over what you think about. Mindset matters. When you have those negative patterns, those negative thoughts in your mind, when you continually have them over and over again, you've got to begin to shift them. Because what happens, especially as a woman, we like to stew in them. We're like, oh, and we retell that story over and over and over again. It may be 50,000 different ways, but as we retell it, it's becoming what? A part of us, and we believe it to be true. Every time you have a thought, your brain releases chemicals. You know this. Maybe you haven't thought about it, but come on. Our body is a chemical reaction. We've talked about this in nutrition. We eat food. Well, our eyes say, oh, it's a scrumptious, yummy, red, delicious, juicy apple. And our insides say it's an acidic little chemical reaction that's going to go and, oh, I need to feed it this way. Oh, it's got glucose too, so it needs to go over here. And wait, now I need to take it here. It's a chemical reaction. Our life is a chemical reaction, but what makes us different from anything else here on this earth that God created is our mind. There's nothing like it. That makes you even more unique. It's your mind that makes you who you are. So every time you have a thought that runs through your head, your brain releases chemicals. And when you have those bad, sad, mad, angry, hopeless, helpless thoughts, the chemicals that are released actually make you feel bad. They make you feel worse. They make you feel awful. And it's within seconds that this occurs. No wonder you're like, oh my gosh. Remember way back when you had your first breakup of that like first true love, right? At what? Elementary school, maybe first grade, second grade. Oh my gosh, he's just going to be the love of my life. What little did we know back then? We get older and all of a sudden it's like, oh my gosh, it's excruciating. And what do we go do? We go to try to find something that brings us happiness. Maybe a whole half gallon of ice cream. and we go buy it at the store and we sit there with our spoon and that's what we eat. We see those commercials all the time. The problem is we've adopted it into our own heads as our own beliefs. And so when something's sad, mad, angry, we're helpless, hopeless, we feel like we're totally in the dungeon, we can do nothing right, everything is wrong, our world is falling apart, you begin to believe it. And when you begin to believe it, what that means, you've adopted it as part of you. You've said it's true. This is what works for me because this is what has worked for me. It's proof in the pudding. But there's another side to the coin. There's this hopeful and loving side, these happy thoughts that you hopefully get frequently, thoughts filled with joy and vibrancy, this thing of, I want to live, I can thrive here, this is awesome, it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Well, what happens is you have a reverse reaction in your body. It's all good. It's an extremely positive chemical reaction. Now, all of this just breaks down to all these chemical things called hormones, and we could go into great detail, but I don't want to go into that detail yet because I want you to stay focused as to what really matters, and that's mindset. Mindset matters. Mindset matters. Why? Because thoughts can just happen just like that. And when our thoughts happen just like that, can thoughts lie? Yes, they can. And if you don't correct them or you continue to wade in them, in that thought pool, your thoughts can steal your happiness and ruin your health. It just becomes a snowball effect. You don't want to be a snowball of mess because maybe you're already feeling that right now. You got to guard your heart because everything flows from it. You got to guard your thoughts because you act from those thoughts. Whatever you believe in your life with your thoughts, whatever you say, okay, this is true for me, we begin feeding that truth. Think about this. You grew up maybe as a dancer, let's say. You're awesome at 2 years old. Well, honestly, anybody's awesome at two, right? They're just adorable. How can they do anything wrong? But you're told over and over and over and over and over and over again how incredible you are. And now you're 18, going to graduate from high school, about to embark on an incredible dance journey. Why? Because you know you're an incredible dancer. And you go in for the tryouts. And you're like, oh, I'm just awesome. I've been always at the top of my game. No one's ever beat me in competitions. I know. I got this. But you go and you show up and you get beaten. You're no longer the best dancer ever. What happened? Why did you fall? It's not that you fell. It's just that at that time, there was someone else who was, yes, a little bit better. But what happens to you, your thoughts? You adapt and you say, oh, I'm no good anymore. You try out again, but this little thought that lingers that you failed says, oh, you know what? You did it that one time. Oh, you were so good, but maybe not so much. Maybe you're losing your mojo. And you try out again. And that little thought is back there dingling, dangling. You're still kind of muddling over it. And you fail again. You see, what you've done is you've adopted that thought as belief, as truth. And then you've realized that, oh, I'm no good at this anymore. I guess it's time to hang my hat up. I'm not going to be a dance major. I'm not going to do what I wanted to do. I'm just going to bury that dream. I'm just going to go be a secretary behind the desk. That sounds great to me. Is that really where the story should end? Now, maybe this is not your perfect story in your life. Maybe you're not the dancer who goes to become the secretary. But maybe you were the doctor who never made it to medical school and is now a stay-at-home mom. Maybe you're the attorney who graduated from law school. But things happened in life and your relationships and decisions that you didn't have direct control over, but for whatever reason, you're no longer practicing the dream of being an attorney. whatever your story is, however it fits into this scenario, it's all about mindset matters. When you believe the thought, it leads you to feeding it. And it becomes more real. It becomes more tangible. That's why you have to guard your thoughts. You have to guard your heart. It's important. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. How do you really do that? If mindset matters so daggum much, and it really does, how do you really handle it? How do you understand and get a grip on those negative things that just keep like coming back? You know those wasps? We get those every once in a while up here in the northern area here in the U.S. And it depends on the season, but sometimes they're worse than other years. And sometimes it's the little birds that like to come in and they like to build their little nest. And I love birds, don't get me wrong. Wasps, they have a place, but not in my house. Okay, I'm just putting it out there. They can be out in nature, but not in my home where we dwell. I kind of consider it a safety hazard. I don't need birds flying all over the place unless if I live in a treehouse. But I don't live in a treehouse. So when these wasps come back, it's like you want to get rid of them, right? You knock them down, you get rid of their nest, and then what happens? A week or so later, you find another nest that's been built. You see, we have all of these thoughts. They're like our wasps. They just keep coming back. And we just keep building them up and up and up and up and up. And if you don't figure out how to neutralize them, and the only way to neutralize something is this: the truth. Investigate the truth of the thoughts. Whoa, that's your kiss, the keep it simple strategy. You have to investigate the truth of your thoughts. If you go back to the story we were talking about earlier, that you were an amazing dancer at the age of 2, and then all of a sudden you graduate from high school, you go into a competition and you totally fail. That was just that one competition. All these others, you were excelling, you were beautiful, you were gorgeous. People would come up and compliment you all the time. But that one time, you're like, that's it, I'm doomed. And you try it again and you got that little question mark, right? You have to investigate the truth of the thought. Where is it coming from? That's the only way you can begin to capture those thoughts and deal with them. Neutralize them. I know that sounds really mean, doesn't it? I think my boys would absolutely love it if I said, all right, guys, we're going to neutralize your thoughts today. They're like, yes, Mom, we're on it. That might be actually something really good to talk to your teen about. I'm going to try it. I'll let you know how that turns out. But you want to neutralize those thoughts, especially the negative ones. So what does the investigation look like? If you're going to investigate the truth of the thoughts, what does it look like? Well, number one, you got to write down the thought. You have a negative thought, write it down. Write it down so you know exactly what it is. Because what do we do in our heads? We blow it up. You know, I caught this fish that was only about 3 inches long. And by the time I've told the story 4 more times, I've gotten it to about 11 inches long. Okay, that's not a huge exaggeration, but there's some exaggeration in it. So what do? You got to write down the thought. Once when you write down the thought, then you can what? Number 2, question the thought. Is it true? This is when you begin to say, gosh, I don't know. Maybe it was this fluke thing. I mean, I've been really good at dancing forever. And now all of a sudden, I don't know, maybe it was an off day. Maybe it just, for some reason I was distracted. Maybe I was extra nervous. Why? Because I was in a totally different place with different people. I didn't have maybe the support system. Whatever it is, question the thought and say, is that thought true? That's the only way you can neutralize it. Then, once when you answer that, then you can go to number 3 and you can take aim. You take aim where you bring attention to on your thought determines your path. So if the thought is neutralized, you believe it not to be true, you look at it, you question it, you're like, yeah, it was a fluke thing. Yeah, it happened. But for whatever reason, I didn't make it to the top. But that's okay. I cannot wait to go and try again the next time. And so what do? What's your action? You go back and you go back to practicing. You go back to dancing. You go back to doing what you know is best. And maybe where you faltered a little bit, maybe you say, oh, I need to work on that particular technique in my dance. And I'm going to work that part really hard. Maybe it's just a minute's worth. And you go and you work it and you work it and you work it and you work it. You see, what you call attention to is going to determine your path. If you continue to sit here and wallow with the wasp, so to speak, and say, I'm right there, I'm going to keep building that nest where the negative hangs out. Oh, by golly, you're only going to have the negative. And they're going to keep coming back, and they're going to keep coming back, and it's going to keep coming back. Mindset matters. I can't get this through your head enough. It is so vital. And when you have downtime, I'm talking like when supposedly nothing's happening around you. And that means you don't have the kids yelling for you, mom, dad, hey, I need you over here. Or you don't have a boss yelling at you, or you don't have your husband trying to tell you something, or your wife, wherever you are, but there's enough quiet that your mind begins to rumble a little bit. And it takes you down the alleys. Are those alleys dark or are they light? Are they filled with the negative thoughts or are they filled with the positive thoughts? Don't wallow with the wasps. Investigate the truth of the thought. Investigate it. Because you know what? When you write down the thought, you can question what it is. You see it right there. Sometimes it's a stupid thing, seriously. Oh, I've had many of those. In fact, today I've had many of those. But the renewing of your mind is critical. That's where the transformation begins. It's not about the losing weight part. It's about how many times you failed trying to lose the weight. The how many times is the question. Is it true? Well, maybe if you were to dissect it and investigate the truth of the thought, maybe you'll find a pattern in there. Maybe you'll realize that, oh, I've made some connections here. Maybe it's the timing. Maybe it's the year. Maybe I should try to lose weight in the summertime because we're traveling. I don't have a routine. There's not a schedule. Now, that can be an excuse too. Hear me out. But I'm just saying you got to figure out what's right for you. The thoughts are yours. They're not my thoughts. They're your thoughts. So investigate the truth. Mindset does matter. You want help with this? Because I know I need help with it. That's why I have a coach. If you want to know what it's like to work with a life coach, click on the link, take aim. Action ignites motivation. You hear that a lot in my kisses, the keep it simple strategies. When you click on that link, that's going to open up the conversation and begin our conversation. We'll get you scheduled for a one-on-one call with me. We can talk specifically about your situation. If you want to talk mindset, let's do it. Because we all need to start there. Those thoughts that take us down either the dark alley or the alley of light. Which is it going to be for you? I want you to be walking the alley of lightness and brightness where there's joy. Yes, we're going to hit those kind of weird things that kind of come out in the dark every once in a while. We're going to all have those. We're going to have challenges. This doesn't mean we're going to have the perfect life. I am not saying that at all. God never promised that to us. But you see, when you investigate the truth of the thought, when you know the truth will set you free. It will truly set you free. There's no reason to continue to hold yourself captive. Mindset matters. Start there. If you're wondering, gosh, Christiane, I am so messed up. We all are. And I say that with a smile on my face and hugging you tightly. We all are messed up. But there's also a lot of goodness in that messed up body of ours, that messed up mind, even that messed up spirit. God's got you, and he's creating a way for you. He creates your now if you allow him, if you let him in. Mindset matters. If you wonder, does it really? Yeah, it does. Investigate the truth so you know where to go to next. Question it and then go out and take aim. You're an incredible woman. You're an incredible man. And as you sit here and listen to this and you're digesting the information, I want you to say something to yourself. I am amazing. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. Now get up and go out and live, love, and impact. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.